Hello and welcome back to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I am your host, Mikey 1 Minute. This is the 60-second movie review podcast, or as it said, 1 Minute Movie Review. It's kind of in the name. And this week we're taking on The Batman that was just released on April 18th on HBO Max. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into this. This is the movie review for The Batman that's on HBO Max now and in theaters. It's got a runtime of 2 hours and 56 minutes. The quick cast listing is Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Colin Farrell, Jeffrey Wright, and many, many, many other ones. So without further ado, let's jump into the 60 seconds of the clock. Let's go for The Batman. What's it about? For the upteenth time, the classic Batman character gets a reboot, and this time Robert Pattinson gets his crack at saving Gotham against the Riddler this time. Why to watch it? It's extremely entertaining, and the pacing of the scenes are great. Robert plays a great Batman, and Zoe plays a memorable Catwoman. Jeffrey Wright plays a great James Gordon and has natural chemistry with ally Batman. This is a different take on the Batman, where it's more of the old school detective Batman versus the superhero Batman that uses his wealth and gadgets to be successful. This Batman is noticeably more darker and broodier, which is great because that's what Robert Pattinson excels in. Why to skip it? The runtime is almost 3 hours, and that's going to scare some people away. I disagree with that because it does not feel like 3 hours at all, and it's very enjoyable throughout. Some of the scenes have massive lighting issues where it's almost impossible to see anything, but I believe that was by design. But my biggest issue with this is that it's a detective-based Batman solving puzzles and clues, and some of the hardest one, him and Gordon, solve very quickly, and yet some of the things that were right in front of his face, obvious, they could not seem to figure it out, and so other people had to solve it for them. It happened twice and maybe even three times, and it actually made me laugh the second time I saw it. Rating out of 10. This one gets an 8.8 out of 10. I really like director Matt Reeves' direction in this one, and I hope he gets a couple more sequels to see what he could do with this character in the franchise overall. So this is your 1 minute movie review for The Batman, which is currently in theaters and on HBO Max. Follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. You can tell me what you loved about the Batman, what you hated about the Batman, and what did I miss about the Batman. I love getting the interactions on Twitter in particular, but I'll take the feedback on all of them. Next up, we have the bonus time episode 2, where we're going to take a look at some controversies from this week. We got a whole bunch of trailers, and we're definitely going to talk about that. Looking at you, Thor. Hello, Lightyear. And we got a poster for Ms. Marvel came out, too. We're going to talk about some feelings, and people are not going to give that one a fair shake, I feel. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we talk like the Riddler, where he says this, riddle me that, Batman Forever is still the best bat. Wait, what? See, I can't even say that with a straight face. I can't even say that.